Just trying to keep it real here at WMFO.
Is it another way to start your morning off right, isn't it?
Never, especially Friday. Y'all are listening to, I don't know why I said y'all, not from the South.
We can be for a moment.
Yeah, sure. We're, you know, it's all good. Listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Tufts
Educational Radio.
We could all learn something this morning.
Do you have a fun fact for us?
I do have a fun fact for everyone.
I'm ready.
But like, when do I not have a fun fact? So it's not too out of the ordinary. Did you know that, I may have told you this one before, so stop me if I have. But
the listeners haven't heard it.
Fair enough. There we go. Something for everyone.
Of course.
Sharks are viviparous, which means they bear live young. Like, they don't lay eggs like fish species. And sometimes if there's more than one shark in the womb, they will eat their sibling before they come out of the womb. And then only one is ever born. So... Don't get raised in a shark family.
that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Harsh
realities of the world. Keeping it real.
Too real. We need to step back. Anyways, wow, that's fun. I have not heard that before.
There you go. The things you learn. 3 a.m. nature docs.
Amazing. That's amazing. I used to watch a lot of Animal Planet.
Yeah.
As a child, that was my like go-to. I'd like come home from school as little Emma did and would just sit and I don't know.
Wow, if I had cable I would have, but since I don't, I just spent a lot of time last year sitting upside down on my sofa like watching nature docs upside down.
That sounds
whole
like a better way
world.
To do it.
The waves really? Look awesome. Like you're just like that sunset bizarre, like those great panning like landscapes.
Wow.
Just get
that sounds wonderful.
Twisted.
What happens when the blood rushes to your head? Do you just like power through that?
I like try to go as long as I can.
Then you like pass out.
That adds another component. Like
okay.
Interesting. Like
okay.
Definitely.
It's like a challenge.
Altering like what we're seeing.
Oh my god, someone's calling us. Oh no. Oh, maybe not. Okay, can I answer the phone? Oh, no. Oh, no. Who's doing this to me? You'd think I'd know by now, you know? Okay, I'm going to put on a song while we try to figure this out.
Fair enough. We'll be right back. Jupiter.
All right, all right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Maybe. I don't know.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Thanks, Maury. Okay, well, I guess you can hear me. I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. My wonderful friend from home, Silas, just called in with another fun fact to share with us all. I wasn't sure where it was going at first. He was telling me about these grill and chill parties that they host, I guess. And he was telling me that, you know, he was thinking, okay, cool name, but we got to change it up, you know. And then here's the fun fact. So sausages in England are called bangers, you know, the classic bangers and mash. Good stuff, good stuff. So he was telling me, Maury, do you know why they call them bangers?
I don't know why they call them bangers.
I didn't either.
Will you tell me?
I'm going to tell you. It's great. It's really great. So it's because during World War II, I guess, they had to ration meat. And so the butchers had to end up filling the sausages with like a lot of water to try and, you know, fill them up. And so you know what happens when you put that on the stove, the water like boils, expands, boom, pop, exploding sausages.
Oh my God. This is a good fact.
That was a good fact. So, wow. Thank you for sharing, Silas. I feel more educated now.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I really love learning.
I feel like I want to see that happen. Like, you know, pop my sausage on the stove and then just have it like just explode. It's kind of like a fun game.
I think we've got to make some sausages sometime that are super watery and test it out.
Okay, like, we'll do it.
Also, I like that idea of danger in the kitchen. Like,
always. That's
an exciting
stage. Oh, yeah. Like, if the fire alarm doesn't go off, you're doing something wrong.
Totally true. Back where I used to live, we were like living with 24 people. It was like this big weird place, and we had like a basically like days since the last fire alarm kind of like ordeal.
Oh my gosh.
Like literally every other day at least, like someone just set it off at like 1 a.m.
That's
burning
hilarious.
Something in the microwave. It's like again.
there's
so many of us. Just learn not to make fire.
That's amazing. I was at my friend's house over. I don't remember if it was the summer or if it was for like New Year's. Those are two very different things. But anyways, and we were making like tacos and he was like, oh, I'll just put like the shells in the oven for like a couple minutes to like heat them up. And we were like, okay, I guess. And you know, more than a couple minutes goes by and we were like, Ben, like your taco shells are burning. Like they are burning. We can smell it. And he like goes and like opens the oven. He's like, no, like it's fine. They're fine. And literally as soon as he was like, no, it's okay. The fire alarm just starts blaring. And we were cracking up. We were like, really? Are they fine? Because I think they're burning.
They're so fun. The fire department wants to check them out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ooh, hot stuff.
They're still good, though.
I mean, of course they would be. You're involved in making them.
Absolutely. All right. So to get back to the songs, we listened to Cause Equals Time by Broken Social Scene. And then we had a Maury pick, which was Feels So Good by, how do you pronounce this?
Jamiroquai.
Better than I would have ever said.
He was actually found by a producer singing on the street. He was homeless and like looking to make some cash by busking. And the producer was like, amazing. Like, what a voice. And picked him up.
What a story.
And he rose to fame.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Love it. That was a fun song. All right. Next up, we have a classic. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. It's a secret. Enjoy.
always be happy in his world.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm so loud.
Not on the air, like in my own ear.
I wish we could like control the volume of everyone's radios from here.
That would be like, so neat. I would abuse that.
Sorry, you're loud. Like,
I'm just gonna blast my voice into your ear now, like, and force you to listen.
Shame
to
about that noise complaint. It was me talking. Like, not even any bass, just like me.
Me, yeah. Awesome. You can deal with it.
The police would be so confused.
They would be. It would be very, I'm sure a lot of other people would be confused as well. Anyways.
Pretty destructive power, honestly. You don't need to control the noise of yourself anywhere on the radio.
A strong power to have for sure. Everyone turn me up. anyways.
That's what we're really saying here.
Yeah.
Just turn it up. Turn
just
up.
Just subtly putting that out there. We listened. Oh yeah, our secret classic song was "Making Plans for Nigel" by XTC. Oh, beep beep.
Dad song.
A dad song.
Dad.
Yeah, Maury and I really got to bond a couple weeks ago on 80s dad music.
How we met.
It was
80s
how we
dad
met.
Music.
So good. I was talking to your brother actually in my math class the other day. I was like, you know, Maury and I were talking about 80s dad music coming on my radio show. Like, it's going to be good.
What math class are you in with my brother?
We're in discrete math, and it's a struggle.
I can imagine. I don't know if he's too happy in it either.
Yeah, it's a struggle. Yeah. The first exam was really just a doozy, shall we say.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah,
happy to hear it.
It was really, it was a good time.
Yeah, if he ever swings through here, though, he'd put on some medals, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is that
your judgment. It's a bit early in the morning, in my taste.
I agree.
Just for me.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just for me.
Oh,
no
solely
one
you. Yeah, no. I like to start my Friday. You know, I like to have a mix of things on my Friday
some
morning.
Some jam.
Get me ready. Yeah, exactly.
Some beats.
I don't know if I could go that heavy, though. That's like an evening kind of thing for me, the metal, if you're gonna go there.
I've like got a fake roommate. Like, I don't actually have a roommate, but his like window is right like opening onto mine in a corner.
Okay.
And he's so eclectic. And was definitely like listens to metal in the afternoon, Family Guy in sports in the evening.
Okay.
And then in the morning at like 8, like at 1 AM he's like still listening to Family Guy. And I fall asleep. And at 8 AM he gets woken up to listening to like 70s disco hits, Katy Perry and Sarah Bareilles.
Interesting individual. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I've never seen him outside of his room.
Really? Yeah. Have you ever seen him?
Kind of.
Like through the window?
Kind of. His like desk is there. And I like don't mean to, but I'm just like,
there you are.
Overheard some great Skype calls, some great phone conversations.
Really?
Yeah. Thing is, like, he got to know I can hear him because he's got to be able to hear me too.
Maybe you're just not mutually. Wow, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, good fake roommate.
Good fate.
I learned stuff.
There you go. It's a good thing to have. It's an experience, to say the least. Yeah.
What do you got for us up next?
Oh, it's good. Oh, before that, we listened to Wrecking Ball by Mother. Alex and I were jamming last week, and I just remembered how wonderful their other songs are. Because I usually only listen to, like, this one song by them, and it's really good. And then we were like playing stuff off the same album, and I was like, oh man, this is so
also
good.
Also good. Who are we talking about again? Just remind me, I didn't hear.
The band or the person?
Band,
oh,
person.
This is Mother.
Mother, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Up next, another classic, thanks to Maury, a little James Brown.
So good.
Get up off of that thing. So good. All right, let's kick it with some James Brown.
Good God! Answer
We're back. Did you miss us?
Of course they missed us. What kind of a question is that?
True. All right. Well, we're going to get some. I have a cold, I think.
Okay, I think everyone's
got one.
The
nose is just. Yeah. It's really.
Sorry, Donald Trump, you got it. Okay.
That's so gross. Yeah, we're going to get some administrative stuff out of the way. We're going to do some PSAs, and then we're going to change it up. We have some stuff for you.
Some vines.
We're going to do it up, and it's going to be interesting, but we're not even really sure how it's going to go.
No idea.
But it's going to go. In the meantime. Yeah. In the meantime, local farmers market, PSA. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honeys, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square, right behind City Hall, with free parking in the lot between City Hall and the market. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market, that is a mouthful, is open Wednesday from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Street. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There you go. Local farmers markets, always a good thing. Gotta get those fresh foods.
I think we still we're rounding out maybe tomato season, the end of it now, I would argue. Oh. So like get them while they're
get
still
your
hot.
Get your tomatoes while they're hot. I had delicious tomato soup last weekend, and
farmer market tomatoes are unsurpassable. They're 100%. Those heirlooms, those fatty ugly ones. Oh.
That's where it's at.
They're so good. All right. Eat them like fruit they are.
Yeah,
is that vibing with you or like
that is what
the computer
it's okay. We're doing okay. We're gonna try and spin some vines, I think.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. That's a thing. That needs to be a thing. This is a thing. Oh, we're doing things.
We're gonna need to get the spin.
It's gotta spin. Oh,
are you sure it's a 40?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
What
song did we want? We wanted this. The second one?
The point of no return.
Ah!
To the bottom.
What did we get? Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Why is this so creepy sounding?
Treasure.
For the folks back home, this is Nelson LaPointe from the children's section.
And I'm pretty sure like point is like needle point.
Yeah, the cover is a needle point of like a, what would you call this?
Isn't that a, it's a needle point of an acorn-headed blonde man with very rosy cheeks.
Yeah,
and there seems to be maybe a giraffe in the background.
Maybe like a dinosaur?
Or like
I think it's supposed to be a tree, but who really knows?
Listeners at home, this is a must-buy record.
Yeah, and on the inside cover, there's like really creepy pictures of like people dressed up as gnomes or something. I don't really...
It was great art, though. Like, really, like,
yeah,
trippy art on the inside.
Yeah, I don't know if this, like, goes together because it looks, like, too cool to, like, be in this. I'm not really sure.
Can you hand it over? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a look at that. Oh, my God. Maury, there's, like, lyrics. We could have sang along.
Oh, I think we still can. It's not too late.
It's not too late. The song's almost over.
Should we see what the narration's like?
Sure. Is that coming up next?
This is from the thing. This is the same thing, by the way.
Really? It's so...
Jameson with the bottomless pit. The two adventurers continued along the winding path.
Oh my God, it's a story.
And along the way, they met the three fat sisters. who giggled and laughed and danced, and whose point was fun and merriment.
The Pointless Forest. You've been found to be pointless.
Who told them to plant their roots in the Pointless Forest.
Yeah, I wish you guys could see this art. Sorry to say that.
Wow, what is that thing?
Needless to say,
it's like a mole.
And Arrow were not interested in planting roots in the Pointless Forest. In fact,
that's the giant pterodactyl.
Oh, maybe there are dinosaurs.
And continued on their
way. I don't know. Wait, this is. I'm so confused.
No, I think this is just a pterodactyl. An egg. Destination point.
Little by little.
Good. This
Obio was learning a great deal.
It's a good story.
This forest and its inhabitants. But unfortunately for him,
wow.
Arrow,
this is some, this is some nice art.
But was hovering.
Someone wants to talk to us again.
Until suddenly,
am I ignoring them? I'll talk to them, maybe.
Swooped down and lifted Obelio and Arrow high above the Pointless Forest. So ago it made me think of you, and now I know it's not the last time. Last time. Flying high up in the sky, wonder why. I think I'm gonna fall. But there I go again, I'm up again. There I go again. I hope this isn't all. Hey, but as long as we're up here, we might as well stay.
Maybe. Maybe. They probably deserve that.
I suppose.
Well, yeah, we just... My friend, lovely friend Diana called in with a request. We were listening to the song last night while we were rage coding.
Not this song.
No. Yeah, no, I don't listen to this in my free time. The song I'm going to play next.
Don't sound so ashamed about this music. I'm
sorry.
Really enjoying it. Mostly this art, maybe.
Okay, here's... I don't want to say real music, but, you know.
Poly high, polytechnic, polytechnical, high, poly high.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Do
it to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.
Driving in my car, whoever you are, I wanna thank you.
Hi again, everyone.
As usual, did you miss us?
Did you miss us? Yeah, I played Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles for Diana. We were jamming to that last night. So keep going. And then we listened to Whoever You Are by Geggy. Is that you say?
Yeah, Geggy Ta.
According to Maury, that was more dad music.
Yes, OG dad music, quite frankly.
The OG dad music. Yeah. Things you got to strive for. I'm trying to think. I'll do a... this is not what I want.
Donation PSA.
Yeah, we're going to do a donation PSA. Let's do... Maury, do you have a... We got Beatles, shooting...
Magic Bus.
Magic Bus. Okay, I'll do the Magic Bus. Hold on. Let's go.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! What's happening? A field trip! Welcome to Outer Space Class.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
It has been a long time since I've taken a ride on the Magic School Bus.
Same. Same.
That was some throwback that for was, sure.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. Also, checks. I like if you have it, yeah, send us checks, but we also have a website. www.donate.wmfo.org. Hit it up. Yeah. That's a thing. It is indeed a thing. Well, it's been a morning. Thank you for joining us on our
adventure, honestly.
Our Friday morning adventure.
Thank you for having me on our Friday morning adventure.
Oh my gosh, it was
adventure.
So fun. It was so fun. We should do it again.
Absolutely. I loved enjoyed being it. Here. Yeah. Finding some treats for all of you guys out there.
That was really fun. I usually just come, just kind of do my thing, but I enjoyed finding the treats. We'll find more treats next week. Stay tuned next week for more treats.
We'll never know what they might be.
You never, yeah.
This place is
we don't even
trove.
Know.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. You're right. You know, I think it's hard. Like, you know, obviously I want to come and like play the cool songs I've been listening to and all that stuff. But like, you don't realize there is so much stuff here. There is so much stuff. And it just goes untouched.
And like, then I just started thinking about like, how much music is being produced nowadays as it was compared to like before.
So, oh
like,
yeah.
You know, a station of the future would have just immense amounts of like everything.
I know.
Everything.
It just keeps growing.
Everyone makes music nowadays. Good thing.
It's a good thing. Oh yeah. We got a lot of crazy different stuff. Well, anyways, thank you guys again for tuning in. Tune in again next week. We have one last song for you. You've been listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford 88 miles an hour with Emma and Maury.
Let's go!
There's a port on a western bay and it serves ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round.
She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him